Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told the Zoom meeting of federal, state, local, and tribal officials that climate change is no longer our possible future. It's our here and now.
Extreme heat is no longer a looming threat in a climate change-driven future. It is an urgent, dangerous, and deadly problem in our country today.
Mayorkas said that a large proportion of Americans are dealing with extreme heat at the moment.
1 in 3 Americans are currently living under a heat alert, and heat is already the number one weather-related cause of death in the United States. About 700 Americans are killed by extreme heat every year. It is a crisis that is only going to grow worse and impact more communities, north, south, east, and west, in the years ahead.
The summit is part of the Biden administration's Summer Ready series on handling extreme heat. Summit participants added that extreme heat doesn't only affect people, it taxes the nation's infrastructure and communities. Deanne Criswell is administrator of FEMA.
Extreme heat events, they pose a significant risk to human health, to our energy grids, to the supply chains, to water resources, transportation.
Victoria Salinas is FEMA's point person for resilience programs for natural disasters.
Resilience is the ability of people, places, and systems to anticipate hazards, adapt to changing conditions, reduce risk, and also withstand the impacts.
Salinas said FEMA has drawn up a 4-point plan for state and local government to make their communities more resilient to extreme weather events.
Make an extreme temperature response plan. Second is to conduct a hazard and threat assessment and risk assessment. Third is to plan for and adapt to future conditions. And 4 is to adopt and enforce building codes that are resistant to natural hazards.
Some of the recommendations include providing cooling centers and extending the hours of public pools and other places residents can go and cool off. Nevada State Senator Edgar Flores said the federal recommendations are a good start, but more needs to be done to make sure vulnerable communities like immigrants, who are more likely to work outside in extreme heat, are aware of their rights.
That means we take an additional 2 or 3 steps of educating those communities to ensure that they're not just a piece of legislation that's protecting somebody, but that we're actually going deep into the heart of the communities and providing them the tools that they need and really the knowledge to protect themselves.
The administration is advising state and local communities to visit the National Integrated Heat Health Information website at heat.gov. to find out about federal grants and funding opportunities to help them make their communities more extreme heat resilient. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.